Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome to Chloe's Friendship Circle, episode 25, Teacher Appreciation Week. Don't say the week in it, just, it's Teacher Appreciation Week, though. Because today, we're gonna have an interview with the Sugar-Free All-Stars and my mom. And here's the song Monster Truck by the Sugar-Free All-Stars.
Monster truck, monster truck, monster truck, monster truck, monster truck, oh yeah! Well, come on! Bright lights and a sold out crowd. It's hard to hear cause they're screaming so loud. The air is electric, it may overload. They call my name and pyrotechnics explode. Shift into low. We'll punch the gas and it's time to go. Monster truck, monster truck, monster truck, monster truck, monster truck, monster truck. All right now, well can you listen? Tearing around the arena floor, we're kicking up dirt like never seen before.
Think about a monster truck. The first thing that comes to mind is a big, mean, aggressive vehicle that smashes stuff. But let me tell you something about monster trucks you may not know.
Well, even monster trucks have a soft side. Yes, they do. They like to listen to some air supply. Strawberry pancakes for the breakfast.
Put on our helmets. Now put the key in the ignition and start your engines. Let's all gaze out across the arena at the ramp in the middle. On the other side of that ramp are 40 buses. Why? Because we're going to try to jump over those 40 buses. Do you think we can make it? Well, there's only one way to find out. Put your hands on the wheel, rev the motor one more time, and here we go. Whoa, we're picking up speed. Well, we're halfway to the ramp. We're on the ramp. Now we're in the air. Whoa. We just made it over 20 buses. We just made it over 30 buses. Are we going to make it over all 40 of these buses? Are we going to make it? Nope. Crash! Smash! Smash! Crash! Hold on, everybody. We're riding this truck like a wild Bronco. Smash! Crash! Is that a Hyundai? How'd that get in here?
One, two, three.
Monster truck. Monster truck, 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 yeah, ow, monster truck, monster truck, yeah.
But those about to monster truck, we salute you.
Fire! Okay.
Hi, this is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Sugar-Free All-Stars. Hi.
Hi, Chloe. How are you?
Good. And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
I bet I can. I know how to do that. Okay. And is it okay that I have Boom Jr. here with me, too?
Yeah.
Say hi.
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 Okay, we're ready.
Our first question is, how did you start your band?
Well, we started our band a long time ago in the year 2000. That was like close to dinosaur days. And we used to play shows only late at night for grown-ups. And then kids liked our music, even though we were writing songs, we thought just for grown-ups. But then we thought we would try to start writing songs for kids and families, too. And then when we started doing that, we got more popular, and it was a lot more fun. So we decided we would do that instead.
Cool.
It was fun.
Cool.
Thanks.
Do you have any friends that you do your band with?
Oh, yes. So there's just two of us in the band. So my name is Boom, and I play keyboard thing. And let's see, Dr. Rock is the friend of mine that plays with me, and he plays the drum.
That's right.
Cool. And that would sound like question two, because question two is actually just like that. So
awesome. So we took care of it. We're jumping ahead.
So we could just do our third question.
Okay.
How did you learn to play your instruments?
Well, when I was, I didn't start on keyboards. I started on saxophone. And I started playing that instrument when I was in seventh grade, when I was 11. And I started in band, school band. And then I went to college, and I was playing saxophone still, but then I learned how to play keyboards, too. So, did you want to add something, Boom Jr.?
Yes, I did.
Okay, what would you like to add?
You
want to come back? You can say it. You can tell us, yeah.
Can I tell you how old I am?
What?
It's before six.
What?
I'm five.
I am six.
You're almost as old as you. Yeah. When is your birthday, Chloe?
September 18.
Ooh, so you're going to be seven this year.
Yes.
Right. Boom Jr.'s birthday is in October, so he'll turn six after you've turned seven.
Cool.
That's pretty cool.
And
yeah.
Our fourth question. Is it's Teachers Appreciation Week. Who was
right.
The best teacher you ever had?
Oh, man.
Mine is Miss Hill.
Miss Hill. She's a good teacher. Yeah, that's Boom Jr.'s. And then I have, I think my third grade teacher, her name was Miss Willis, and she was an awesome teacher. And I was eight then, and my sister, who is 3 years younger than me, had Miss Willis also. We liked her so much when I was in her class that my sister had her class too. She was awesome. Who's your favorite teacher?
My favorite teacher is the teacher I have right now in first grade, Mrs. Valacaro.
Oh, nice. That's awesome. Teachers are very important, and they're very special people, aren't they?
Yeah. And I have something really cool.
Okay.
I'm new to this school that I'm going to, and my teacher is also new.
Oh, wow. So so you guys both have that in common. You've shared that experience of both being new someplace. So that's a special thing for both of you to share.
Yeah. But I was just new here because my mom thought it would take faster.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And our last question is, what was your favorite grade in school?
My favorite grade?
Yeah.
Oh, man. That's a tough one. I liked third grade, probably third grade, because that was my favorite teacher. I liked first grade, too. I had a good first grade teacher also, but probably third grade. And, yeah, I'll say that thing so. What's your favorite grade so far, buddy? Boom Jr. is going to be in kindergarten next year. He's got good teachers.
Mine is first grade. Presbyterian.
First Presbyterian, yeah. He goes First Presbyterian, early childhood. He's in preschool right now, so, yeah. Teachers are important, right, buddy?
Right.
My favorite grade in school, I think they were all really fun. But
yeah?
But my most favorite is probably going to be first grade.
Oh, yeah. I bet. That's good. That's always a good one. You learn so much important stuff. So many important things.
I'm still in first grade.
Oh, right. Well, I figured that. And you make a lot of good friends, too, I bet.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
I already know some people in my class, but on my first day, some of the people I didn't know. But now I already know them.
Have you ever, do you know Brady Reimer?
Yes.
He has a song called Just Say Hi. Have you ever heard that song?
Yes.
That's kind of about that, isn't it? Just meeting somebody for the first time. You can be scared, but if you just say hi, then you usually end up being friends with them.
Yeah, and that was our last question, so thank you.
Oh, this has been the most fun interview I've ever done.
I have a question. What? I have some questions to ask you, too.
What?
I have 10 questions.
Oh, well, we can't do 10. Let's do 2. You want to do 2 questions for Chloe?
No.
5. Okay. Well, we might narrow that down. Okay, go ahead.
Okay.
She has questions, too. Okay.
What shirt are you wearing today? I'm wearing a green shirt. My favorite color.
What did I learn about in school today?
What shirt are you wearing?
What color shirt
am I wearing? I'm wearing white, purple, and silver.
Ooh, white, purple, and silver. That's fancy. Well, do you want to ask your last question now?
That was my last question.
Nice. Oh, what shirt am I? What was your last question? I'm sorry. I'm ready. Did you already ask it?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, you said that was your last. Okay. Would you like Boom Jr. to ask you any more questions?
Sure.
Okay. You have some more, buddy?
I have my own desk.
That's not really a question. You have to ask her something.
Oh. What kind of toys do you have?
Well, I have a bunch of them, and I have these little toys, and I have all those pet shop pets, and they're really cool, and I have Legos, and I have a bunch of Barbies and Legos. Mostly, I have a bunch of Barbies and Legos, cause they're some of my most favorite toys. But I've also a lot of, you know, art stuff and I have a lot of, and I have a lot of Polly Pocket toys.
Oh, can I ask you a question?
What?
What gave you the idea to start doing this, to start doing a podcast and interviewing different musicians? What gave you that idea?
Well, I was visiting my favorite radio station, Kids Place Live, and I was visiting Absolutely Mindy. Have you ever heard of her?
Oh, yeah, I know Mindy. She's a good friend of ours. She plays our music.
Yeah, and then she said, you should make your own radio show like me. And then I started off by just writing down some ideas of different podcasts. And then I showed them to Mom and Dad. But they said, maybe it should be like a more podcast about like getting along with people. So that's how I came up with this.
Chloe's friendship, that makes sense. That is so amazing. I'm so proud of you for doing that, because There are a lot of people that have ideas for things, and even grown-ups that have ideas for things, but they never do them. So you being 6 years old and doing this is amazing. I'm so proud of you, and I'm so impressed.
Yeah.
Here's another question.
Oh, you have another question? Okay.
What?
Do you like his sound?
Oh, I don't know if that's a good... That might hurt her ears, buddy. Okay. Did that wasn't too loud, was it? All right. Do you have any other questions for her, buddy? Let's ask one more question. She's probably has to eat dinner.
I am... Do you know how many money I have?
How many?
How many? We haven't counted it yet.
Okay, I'll count them.
So his piggy bank broke today, so we had to put it all in a jar. So he's got lots of coins. Yeah.
I have a question.
Okay.
What toys does Boom Jr. like?
What was that again? Can you ask that one more time?
What toys does Boom Jr. like?
Oh, she wants to know what toys you like.
I like Jurassic World toys, Rescue Bots, and I like,
You like Legos.
And I like Legos.
Everybody likes Legos, huh, Chloe?
I even have them.
Yeah.
Did you know?
Okay. Start counting. 1, 2.
I'm still here.
Did you know that last week I made my Lego thing, and it was for one of my favorite characters, Stephanie, and I made her bedroom. But I'm still not finished with it yet. But I showed it to my mom, but she thought it was already okay. But all the things I just had to work on was my bed, because it kind of looked like it was just something for her to float on and just fall down. But I just put little bars on it, and then it made sense.
Nice. Sometimes you just have to keep working on something, and it's not till the very end that you see what it's supposed to be, right?
Yeah. And that was the last question, so thank you.
Oh, thank you, Chloe. I had such a fun time. Call me anytime if you would like to talk again, because this is a lot of fun. You want to say bye to Chloe?
Bye, Chloe.
Thank you. Bye.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up, get out of bed. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up, you sleepy head. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up, that's what I said. Gotta get up, gotta get up, shout it out.
Yeah!
It's early in the morning, so rise and shine,
and wipe that sleep out of your eyes.
Head to the kitchen, there's breakfast on the table.
Situation here. I think that I can help to make it clear.
Gotta make it clear. Come on, make it clear.
I know you're warm and cozy, but I got to let you know. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up, get out of bed. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up, you sleepy head. Gotta get up, gotta get up, gotta get up. That's what I said. Gotta get up, gotta get up. Shout it out.
Yeah!
I know that you're not sleeping. Well, I saw your eyes.
You peeked at me, and that's no lie.
Get out of bed now. Get your clothes together.
Let's go enjoy the sunny weather. Put on your shirt, your shoes, and pants. Turn on some music.
You know we gotta dance.
up in the air. We're gonna stretch and yawn like you just don't care. Come on, put those hands way up in the air. We're gonna stretch and yawn.
We're gonna stretch and yawn.
We're gonna stretch and yawn.
Stretch and yawn.
Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Get out of bed. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. You sleepy head. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. That's what I said. Gotta get up. Gotta get up. Shout it out.
Chloe, welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now we have an interview with Mom about teacher, about being a teacher. Hi.
Hey, Chloe.
Hi.
Hi.
And I have some questions. Can you answer them?
Sure, I can.
They're all about being a teacher because you are a teacher, right?
I am a teacher.
Yeah.
Most days.
What grade do you teach?
I teach high school. I have 9th graders, 10th graders, 11th graders, and 12th graders.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
What school do you teach at?
I teach at a high school near our house in Hasbrook Heights, New Jersey.
Cool. And what's your favorite student?
What's my favorite student?
Yeah.
I can't tell. That's not nice. I have all favorite students. I love them all the same. Mm-hmm.
So you don't have any least favorite students?
No, I have no least favorite students.
I thought you do.
Of course I don't. Who has least favorite students? Everybody has favorite students, and they're all my favorite.
Cool. And what classes do you teach your students?
What classes do I teach my students? I teach English classes. I have an English class that has 10th graders, and I have an English class that has 12th graders in it. And then I get to work with some other teachers, and we teach science classes together. So there's like two teachers in the room, and we get to all be in the same classroom together. And we have really big classes, like that are about 30 kids in our class, sometimes even 35. And we work together to do all kinds of projects and fun things and writing we do with science. It's fun.
Cool. Do you...
What do you think?
That's cool. Do you...
I can't hear you.
Do you...
What do you think? What do you think a teacher does all day?
Teacher students.
Teach their students?
Yeah, teach his or her students.
Yeah, that's about it.
And then if when it's lunchtime, they have their lunch, right?
That's the best part, right?
Well, kids either eat their lunch in the cafeteria, or if there's like not that much classrooms in your school, and cafeteria isn't one of them, they just have lunch at their desks.
Yeah, they have lunch in the cafeteria at my school.
Yeah, my school has lunch at cafeterias too.
Where do teachers eat lunch?
In my school.
In any school, where do you think teachers eat lunch?
Maybe they go out. I don't know.
What do teachers eat?
Well, every day I see my teachers, they get salad.
All teachers eat salad?
Yeah, all the teachers I see at my period get salad.
Hmm. So they're like plant eaters.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's a plant eater? Do you know what a plant eater is called?
A person that eats plants.
Who only eats plants.
Who only eats plants and nothing else.
Yeah. Do you know what that's called?
What?
A herbivore. So do you think that all science teachers might... do you think that all teachers might be herbivores? Do they ever eat meat?
They eat meat.
Yeah, I think probably some of them do.
And if you eat meat, you are a carnivore.
If you eat meat, you're a carnivore. Good, you're very smart.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have any other questions to ask me about school?
Yeah.
microphone because I can't hear you.
Do you have any other classes you teach your students?
No, that's it. That's it. But I do a club that's like a business club.
It's called the Traps Club.
Yeah, the Traps Club. And we do like a sale every year and the kids get to make money doing selling crafts and objects. Oh, wow. A monster truck is coming through. Did you hear that?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, so that's what I do. I teach my students. I guess I eat salad. And then I grade my papers. What do you think teachers do for fun?
They probably... I don't know.
You don't know?
Yeah.
I used to teach first grade, too. Did you know that? You knew that, right?
Yeah. What was it like teaching first grade?
Teaching first grade is almost the same as teaching high school. You think it would be different, but it's really a lot of the same stuff.
Yeah. What things did you use to teach your first graders?
I taught them everything, but we taught them reading and writing and spelling and math and science and social studies. All of the subjects, too. But same stuff as now, sort of.
And
I think we're getting the hurry up
part
from our producer. Is it time for us to go, you think?
I have one more question.
Sure.
Did your first grade class used to have foundations? I have foundations.
No, we did a different type of reading. There's a truck coming through again. We did a different type of reading, but it's same stuff though. We learned phonics. Same thing that you're doing, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right. Are we ready for the next song?
Yeah.
What is it?
School of Rock by Jack Black.
School of Rock by Jack Black.
From the movie School of Rock.
Give me the school on time. Oh yeah! y'all know who I am. I might not be that perfect son, but y'all be rocking when I'm done.
This is Chloe. Welcome back to Chloe's Friendship Circle. And now it's our Friendship Pledge. And our Friendship Pledge is be nice to your teachers. They care about you and help you in school. And since it's our last time, me and my mom are gonna say bye, then we'll play a song. And let's say bye together. Bye.
Bye.
And here's our next song.
One more time. Lather up.